Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. So it's a Saturday, which means we're doing a CEO session because we want to remember that you are pivotal to your strategy, from setting the direction to leading your team the whole way through to execution. And today, I want to invite you to celebrate your personal achievements and milestones as a CEO. This isn't about throwing a party or screen grabbing something to share it on the gram or finally taking a day off, but rather recognizing that this is a crucial part of growth and success. These moments that allow you to appreciate your journey, validate the effort that you've put in, will fuel your motivation for future projects and initiatives. We all know it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day operations of your company and overlook your personal achievements. However, every success, no matter how small, speaks to your dedication and your hard work. So we want to start by breaking down your journey into some measurable milestones. This could be anything from your most successful launch to increasing your profit margin or adding a new skill that benefits your business. What would it look like to acknowledge and celebrate each of these as a significant achievement? Remember, being a CEO doesn't just mean you're the face of a company, you're also a human, and celebrating these personal milestones is a vital element of that healthy work-life balance we all talk about. It's about stepping back, seeing the big picture, and acknowledging that your personal growth and well-being are as important as your business achievements. You're celebrating not just the success, but the effort that it took to get there. When you're thinking about the celebration, just think about activities that recharge you and how you can incorporate them into that celebration. It doesn't matter what you choose. The key is that it works for you and it becomes part of your success ritual. Not all of the wins need to be huge. Small wins pave the way to big wins. So when you as the CEO are recognizing and celebrating these small milestones, you're acknowledging that these are the building blocks to your larger goals. So when you're thinking about wins, it can be as simple as making a new connection that could lead to a collaboration sometime down the line. It could be you finally figured out what the bottleneck was in a process and you had the time to fix it. It could be a moment that you just stepped out of your comfort zone, a new skill, some improved habits, or boundaries that you enforced. These might seem really minor in the grand scheme of what you're trying to achieve, but what we're looking for are the moments that show that you're making progress, that you have momentum. Growth often comes in the form of small incremental changes that are easy to miss if you're not looking for them. And particularly as people running a business, we have a tendency to overlook our personal development in favor of these more tangible business outcomes. But personal growth is a huge component of your success. These little milestones that seem like teeny tiny victories to only you can define your business as much as your revenue goal for the year. This is what shows how you are evolving as a leader and as a person, which is great for you and for your business. Let's start to think beyond the business goals and the business achievements and with a few questions. What did you accomplish this week that you're super proud of? And I invite you to find something small. Go looking for it. The more you get into the habit of looking for these wins, the more likely you are to spot them in the future. You can ask, what obstacles did I overcome? Pay attention to things that have just freed up mental space. You can ask who benefited from this particular win, and it's also totally fine if only you benefited. And you can ask what lessons you took from that experience. What looking for these small achievements does, it helps you to create a habit where you're recognizing and valuing your personal progress. We're using these achievements or wins as markers on your journey, and we want to make these memorable. We want them to stick in your brain so that your brain goes looking for more of them. So that's why we want that kind of celebration ritual that goes with it. And celebration rituals can be anything from maybe you take a 5 minute break and you sit and reflect, or you journal, or you just think about the achievement. Or it could be at the other end of the scale where you're booking a holiday or you're taking a day off to go to the spa. As long as the ritual is meaningful to you, it's going to act as a psychological marker that tells you that that moment wasn't just part of your routine. Your brain then recognizes the importance of that milestone, notices how proud and happy it's making you, and motivates you to go and create more of them. And that's how you reach those big goals with teeny tiny wins.